Can anybody handle Miz and Asuka? I think nobody can't. As well as, who is going to win this mixed match challenge? There's three of us. There's three we need to talk about. Let's get to it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
There we go.
There it is. There it is.
He's feeling it.
Glorious. No, I won't give in. I won't give
How
in.
Epic is that?
I know. Like that. Right?
You just feel amazing to that. You're hearing that. Like,
uplifted. Glorious.
I feel like if I pass away and I get buried, I either want the Undertaker's theme.
Right.
Or this theme.
Yes.
Because it was a glorious life, right?
Glory.
It's amazing.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in here on AfterBuzz TV for the Mixed Match Challenge. I'm Anissa Barr, but we do have two panelists with us. You see them all the time here. David Christopher, where can they find you? Let's introduce yourself.
David Christopher, how you guys doing? Thank you guys again for joining and hanging out with us. It's going to be a fun show.
Do you have a favorite match? Did you have a favorite match?
I did, actually. I would probably say it was the one with Mizka, Asuka.
It's kind of a little tricky.
That one was rad, man. That was rad. What about you, Evan?
I'm loving it. It's Evan Mack here, by the way. I love them all, but Team Little Big, you know I'm going all in with them. So I love when they put things together. So I was excited about Braun Strowman like, just running over people. So.
Yeah, and they're definitely going all the way.
Man.
All the way to the Mixed Match Show.
Man.
Don't get your dirty thoughts in your brain. And if you do, then Buddy Murphy, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So we have our first match. It's Finn Balor and Sasha Banks versus Miz and Asuka. I was actually there when this match happened.
Nice.
I was in the suite area, but it was hard to see sometimes because the Staples Center Arena, it's basically known as a basketball arena not really more of a wrestling. So
that's true.
It's huge, it's long, and some parts you can't see. I personally thought this was a really entertaining match.
Mm-hmm.
Really loved, I loved it because Finn Balor was on. So, I mean, overall, what is your thoughts on this match?
I thought it was great. I'm a Finn fan. That was rad. Yeah. Miz is a great entertainer. That was awesome. You're going to get a great match from Asuka.
Yep.
Again, I like Banks too. That was great. It was a great match. It was fun. It was fast paced. That ending was amazing.
Right.
That was rad. I don't even know if I've seen anything like that before. And I thought that was so creative and you were just engaged and it was awesome. Very, very clever.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's interesting. Like I almost wanted to change my bid of who I wouldn't think is going to win it all because I didn't know they were counting if Miz gets pinned, Asuka streak is done. Like, I found that out this week. I mean, a couple weeks ago, and I was like, wait a minute. Even if Miz gets pinned, it counts as an Asuka loss?
That's crazy.
And I got Team Little Big Women. Wait a minute. Hold on. The streak. But I can't change because I'm all in on Braun and Alexa. But
as we've seen, Dead Man, the streak can be beat.
Why you bringing up old stuff? Why you bringing up stuff that happened before? Why you bringing up WrestleMania 30?
It can happen. Who knows? You never know.
Speaking of WrestleMania and Undertaker, we're going to talk about that a little later on the show.
It's a nice teaser right there.
Right.
There you go.
Of course, I really thought this match was so entertaining. I did like the last part. Asuka is Asuka. She's so talented.
Yep.
So amazing. I like Sasha Banks in this match, even though Sunday I said some cruelty stuff. I just want to clarify. I think she is a good wrestler when she's a heel.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to clarify that. So I don't want anyone to think that
she has a little more
saying that she's the worst of all time. She's definitely not. She is a talented individual.
She has a little more edge to her as a heel.
I just don't think she's that great of a wrestler as a face, more as a heel.
I know what you mean.
But this match, she did definitely kill it. I did feel a little heel vibes from her.
Yeah.
Overall, moving on to our second match, we had Strowman and Bliss versus the couple we love, Naomi and Uso. What are your thoughts on this match, and how did you feel of Naomi and Uso tag teaming this whole time? Because they are a married couple.
It was my favorite match out of all three. For a couple reasons, it's really interesting to see how they kind of incorporate people that go against Braun Strowman. because Braun's a big boy. And when Uso is going against him, you know it's a mismatch. So you have to make it in a way where, okay, how is this going to... How are we going to make this work?
Right.
You know, how are we going to utilize, because, you know, because he has to get in. He has to wrestle. He can't just keep tagging in Naomi. So to see Uso mixing it up and doing a couple things he does when he's with his brother and, you know, trying to keep Braun Strowman off balance and running around a little bit, little you know, David and Goliath thing. I like to see that dynamic. And those two ladies are starting to put together a lot of great encounters. When they face each other, it's always something special. A lot of trash talk. Naomi was making fun of her because of her height. Right. And then Alexa, right. You know, she takes offense to that. And she always jaws back with the ref. So I love, they bring so much entertainment. They really do. That foursome is awesome.
That's a good point you bring up, man. That's interesting. You know, just the whole dynamic of that match. You do have to make some, you have to build up this, you know, see what Uso is going to do in there, you know, because you do have this big beast monster. How is he going to fare against that guy? You know what I mean? So I agree with you that he had to pull. He was running around the ring. As you've seen at one point, Braun literally shoved him as he's running away from him. How Braun caught up to him, I'm still amazed by that. But I mean, you know, it was great. I thought they did very well in you know, getting that over. And then obviously the girls are always entertaining. You know, they did awesome. It was funny. And you know, to bring what we were saying earlier, this is very interesting to see what is, you know, unveiling between Strowman and Bliss.
Little sparks flying.
Right. I mean,
couple
even
intimate moments.
Our buddy Joseph Boza said on chat, Alexa Bliss is scared of Naomi and wants Braun to do all the work.
But yeah, man,
interesting. But
it's interesting because like she knows what she picks her spots with Naomi.
Right.
She picks her
right.
spots. She knows she can't match her for athleticism, but she got the pin though, didn't she?
Yeah,
that's what matters.
Got a little roll up, didn't she?
Yeah, and this is something that I liked about this match too, is like when we're able to hear what they're saying in the ring.
I love it.
Instead of Googling it on YouTube and listening to what they secretly are saying, and sometimes it's funny.
They want you to hear it,
and I think that's something we should know, because everyone knows when Cena's in a match, you could kind of hear him sometimes. Hey. You can see his lips saying which way direction to go. And I remember watching a SmackDown event, and it was Nikki Bella versus Natty, and they were outside of the ring, and Nikki said pretty loudly, "Hey Natty, I'm gonna throw you over the barricade," but it's moments like that where we don't get to see what really happens behind the scenes, how matches legit really work.
Yeah, everyone thinks they know.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But we really don't.
Yeah.
And I think that's so great about us as fans, is not everyone's a mark.
Yeah. And I like that dynamic. I like that Braun put Uso through the table.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, running his finishing move, running power slam.
Exactly.
I mean, this is a mixed match challenge. He's giving, that's pay-per-view stuff right there.
Right.
He's throwing someone through a table.
And Naomi's facial expressions gave it all. And that's something that also interpretates into wrestling.
Yeah, and they do a good job that what cost them their match is they're actually being a married couple.
Yeah.
Like, that's what actually cost them. They did it a good way, as like a storyline. Like, I'm concerned for my husband's safety, so I wasn't paying attention to little Miss Bliss, and I get pinned. Love that dynamic that they showed that, you know, it's a gift and a curse to be married, you know, to be tagged with your, you know, significant other.
Right. I mean, even just the start of the match, you see him just smooching. Yeah. Finally, Braun runs over there and has to grab him.
Like,
you know,
hey guys.
But we're just funny too, and going back to what you're saying about hearing what they have to say and all that, in the, you know, the pre-interviews, when Naomi's going off and, you know, my husband's not scared of you,
baby, not so loud when the cameras ain't rolling, we can talk,
not rolling, and then so funny. Overall, we could say this match was yet another fun and entertaining match.
Yeah.
We all liked it. But moving on to tonight's match, Nia and Apollo versus Charlotte and Bobby Roode.
No, Charlotte Flair and
Roode,
and it was two other. It was two others.
Nia and Paula.
That was before.
That was.
Yeah.
Did I watch the wrong one?
You might have.
Oh.
It's all good. It was. Yeah.
Someone in the chat, please remind me.
We just watched that. Why am I zoning?
I thought I was. Dude. Well, anyways. Overall, the match was probably amazing.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely was. It's interesting to see the matchup, you know, with Charlotte.
And, Joseph Boza, Rusev and Lana took on Roman Reigns. Yeah, that's what it was. Okay. Okay. Because I saw a little bit of that, but then tonight I was like, oh, let me double check on it.
Yeah. But so it was interesting to see because the way they do it, they're like the elegant couple, like the elegant tag team.
Right.
And they come in with their two of the best entrances in the business. And it's always good to see them come in. It's always, they're heavy favorites. They're heavy favorites to win it all, even despite Asuka's streak. Right. That's the monkey wrench, but you never know what they're playing in, man, with this mixed match challenge.
That's going to be interesting, man, to see where that goes.
So I knew Lana and Rusev were up against it. I like that. Tonight was a display of Lana, like the Lana show. Like the commentators commented on like how Lana's improving. And people in the chat, the Facebook Live chat, were commenting on how Lana's improving, you know. And it's really good to see that. Charlotte wrestling with Lana, and she's not her carrying through the whole match. Lana is improving. People are noticing she's improving. And it's not just the commentator trying to convince you she's improving.
Speaking of commentary, I just want to add, I think Beth Phoenix is doing amazing on commentary.
And
she's new to it. And I hope they keep her and have her become the first ever committed
like mainstay, like mainstay female.
NXT, Raw, or SmackDown.
Not a guest.
Just keep
that's
it
a great
there.
Point. That's a very good
because I liked her. I like, especially we need someone, a woman in commentary, because when the women do the matches, Beth already knows how this stuff works. She's already been in that position before.
Yeah.
So seeing it from a women's perspective is different.
That's true. That's very different. And she doesn't hold back. She calls the guys on their BS. You know?
She does.
Let's focus on the match. Okay. Well, this is why she's
especially talking about the look. She's like, all right.
She's a mother, so she knows how to lay down that law.
But I mean, I agree. Yeah, that's great to see the other side of it. We haven't had that yet.
So, yeah.
We haven't.
I like that.
Overall, what were your thoughts on this match?
Like I said, I love it. I do. I love Rusev's in great shape. He's getting in really good shape.
Their outfits.
Yeah, if people aren't noticing the Rusev from the beginning, Rusev was never like out of shape, but he's like getting cut.
Right.
You're a workout guy. You're a fitness guy. So I know you notice that Rusev is getting is getting more toned.
100%.
And he's always an athlete, but you can tell he's faster, he's stronger, and he's slimmed down a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's like more muscle in him. And I think it's really improving how he's wrestling in the ring, which is crazy.
Well, his endurance all around is improved. He's a lot quicker. You can just see him. He's a lot more on point. I mean, again, when he first came, he wasn't out of shape, but he was more a brute, a bigger guy.
Yeah.
He had a little more mass. Now he's turning that into muscle, leaning out, and he's still killing. He's still
seriously
a strong, big guy.
And it's great. Like I said, it's sad that they lost. They might get voted back in, but I knew they were up against it, man. There's a lot of gloriousness going on, and the way it ended, where like, you know, Charlotte was like chopping Rusev, like, and he was like, it doesn't touch me, Charlotte, and she just kept chopping him, and then Bobby Roode sneaks up from behind and then hits him with the glorious DDT.
Love it.
Yeah, and it's great. Really cool, like, to see that though, because she just kept chopping him, and everyone was like, woo, single time.
That whole play throughout that whole match is great, man. I mean, even the way it started between the Lana going back and forth and the woo, you know, it was great from the beginning.
I love it.
Who do you think will come back?
that's a good question, because
I on social media we saw Rose Gold taking some selfies. Seth Rollins decided to tweet and said, this is by far my favorite photo, and then kind of took a shot at Mandy, saying, you're not the one who I'm like looking at. It was more of a Gold Dust and the poses. Overall, this was fun, and I like how they interact on social media. So, who do you think will come
back? It's interesting because this is a popularity contest. So this is all into the WWE Universe's hands. It's not about who's gonna make the best match. We all know WWE Universe is not voting that way. We're voting on who we like the best that we are upset to see to lose. And the strongest case has to be Finn. Has to be Finn and Sasha, right?
I agree with you.
They gotta be front running now, right?
100%.
And so that's who I think they'll get voted back. I could be dead wrong. What do I know? But
right. But
I think, you know, Finn. Come on, Finn.
I do want to take a poll though with our viewer. We got our live chat in there.
Hit us up.
I want to say, like, what do you guys think?
Yeah.
Let's take a poll on who you think is going to be coming back.
Yeah, that's
right.
I'm curious to hear.
Yeah, do that please, and as well as comment below and tell us what you think. Who is going to come back? Let alone who is your favorite match out of these three matches we saw this week.
Seriously.
Overall, I have to agree. I think Finn and Sasha will come back.
Yeah.
But also, it could be a twist where the Uso and Naomi could come back.
It's quite possible. They give you a good show. I'm telling you, what's interesting about Naomi, she turned the corner like a couple years ago. But man, the Usos, man, they're better than ever, though. I mean, they're even getting in better shape. Like they're great, man. They're in great shape now, and I just like to see wrestlers improve. I like to see the same wrestlers you've seen for a while. I like when they turn that corner and they get better at their craft, even though they're at a great spot. Uh-huh. They're not satisfied. So I like to see these different wrestlers on display. This is why I love the Mixed Match Challenge. Right. I get to see different combinations of some of my favorite people. So maybe they can squeak in there. Who knows?
Who knows?
A married couple might come back in a little.
They're definitely entertaining, man.
Yeah. What about your thoughts, David?
I would have to agree with Big Man. I'd have to say, you know, I think Finn and Sasha. I mean, that's to me. I love them both, and I think that's a huge fan favorite. And they're going to be entertained. They're fun to watch. I mean, I think that's a strong possibility that you bring them back.
Yeah.
Right. And I think they have a good chemistry.
Yeah.
Right.
Because Finn does his. His style is not similar to Sasha's, so I think that's something different that we really, really enjoyed.
Have you changed? Have you changed your position on who you think's winning in all though? Where do you still stand after it's getting tighter now?
That you said that, man.
I know, man. That changed my whole perspective. Michael Cole kept saying, "But Miz about to get pinned twice," and he was like, "If Miz gets pinned, Asuka's streaks in jeopardy." I go, "Her streaks in jeopardy."
Damn you, Cole!
Come on, Michael Cole. Come on, man. Team Little Big. Connor's cure. Come on, man.
How are you going to do that?
See?
I mean,
the
that's,
own companies.
Are we, I mean, and then two, before Mania. So, I mean, are we going to see the streak happen before Mania? Is it going to come to an end?
This is what I'm trying to say. Come on, man.
Are we going to see Lil Big go down? I mean.
I'm going to be devastated. I'm going to come back here crying if Team Lil Big goes down.
That's
I'm
hard.
I'm going to cry.
I can honestly say, like, I don't know.
There you
man.
Go. I like that.
I mean, this was tons of fun, but. You know what else? You want to have fun?
I do.
Well, let's learn and grow in all areas of your life. For those who do, we have a podcast for you.
Yeah. All right.
Conversations with Maria Menounos, who is our pretty much mother here.
Mommy.
The CEO of this company, founder, as well as her husband. She has a podcast edition hosted by our AfterBuzz. AfterBuzz TV, obviously her co-founder, Maria Menounos, and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrities, influencers, interviewers, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career and relationships, finances, and so much more. Let our Maria be the big sister you never had. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria. It's for free. Be sure to rate, comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us who got you there. Conversation with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out. I'm actually subscribed to that.
Yeah, I got on it. Because of this live read, I subscribe to it.
Yeah.
So the live read work, y'all. Not because I just work here. It works.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. I mean, who doesn't want to improve all aspects of their life? And Maria is awesome. That's always fun. So I'm definitely
we did talk about improving in the ring just a second ago.
Right.
She's improving people. Giving her advice on what she and her whole life, and you can hear her whole life story, everything. And of course, she is a big wrestling fan.
She is.
So she just had Charlotte Flair on her podcast.
That's so awesome.
So you need to subscribe because she's had multiple wrestlers on her show.
Especially if you're in the WWE, man, she has a lot of great people on. So.
Great people. She had Lana in the past.
That's awesome.
A great story. Lana's story was so good on her show.
She has lived.
Amazing. She also had Kelly, Barbie Blank, but overall, subscribe to that, please, because you won't be disappointed. So now we talked about these three amazing matches. The next three coming up, is something changing? Do you think someone's going to win this? Is it going to be a certain team versus a certain team?
I'm most intrigued about the matchup for the vote in. Because that's the monkey wrench. The winners at the bottom are they don't know who they're going against.
Right.
See, that's at the bottom part of the bracket. They're like, okay, who do we face? So they won't know. I think they're going to do something like probably the day of or the night of. So it's going to be a little bit of intrigue to see. So I'm most intrigued to see who gets the vote to come back and see that match. I'm really excited about that.
Are you going
to
vote?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Of course. I'll be in that chat too.
My little chat room.
Vote.
Yep.
So moving on to our pretty much news and little updates has happened this past week in wrestling. So we talked about what the fans will vote next, and let's talk about a little controversy.
What's going on?
They just announced the Fabulous Moolah Memorial Battle Royal. Mm-hmm. I personally am offended and don't disagree. I think it's disrespectful. Mm-hmm. As a girl, I think it's, I don't think she is that great as what they say.
Explain why to like the audience that might not know.
Okay.
Like
well,
why is it a bad look?
I'm getting there.
Yeah.
Okay. So in the late, back in the day, I believe in the 20s, 50s, 60s, when I don't remember. I wasn't alive. The I wasn't 20s, even thought
the,
of.
That's the greatest thing I've ever heard. The 20s.
Wow, but, that's a long time.
Word.
There was, Fabulous Moolah was known as pretty much pimping out other women into wrestling. Mm. She was also known to pretty much be part of making sure women are sexually assaulted with the wrestling. She had her daughter. Her daughter was named Slave Moolah. So much to go down. She was the original screw job of Wendy Richter. That's why Wendy Richter was no longer, after that happened, she was fired. Goodness. And, well, thank God she was inducted in the Hall of Fame, because she well deserves it. Mm-hmm. Fabulous Moolah was, I feel like, shouldn't be the longest reigning women's champion ever. I mean, It is what it is. Mm-hmm. She's been there. She's been the champion for over 30 plus years. Mm-hmm. But there was a lot of behind the scenes stuff. She didn't want any woman to go over. I read a lot of books about this, as well as I remember when Netflix was like barely going to on the computer, mm-hmm. more on computer side. There was a women's Netflix documentary, and she kind of explained that she was very dominant in the ring, but wasn't really saying what she was. And I just think
things behind the scenes.
Things behind the scenes. And I just think that this is very disrespectful for not just wrestling, but more as women. And when this came out, Twitter went wild. Yeah. Social media went wild.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I did not find one positive thing about this.
Yeah, I started because I didn't know as much. You know, right. as a woman, it's a big deal. It hits
because we're in a time where it's Me Too.
Right.
Oh God, yeah.
Everyone's sensitive these days, and as well as what they did on Monday Night Raw, making fun of Asuka because she doesn't know how to speak English that well, as well as calling Nia Jax how big
that
she
was
is.
Harsh. Yeah, that
I don't. Rough. I disagree because just not too long ago, there was this YouTuber who was very popular on the internet. Was teaching his daughter to call Nia Fat Nia, as well as he was recording himself on the Royal Rumble, calling her, "Oh, it's Fat Nia," and Nia Jax pretty much said something about it and said, "Hey, that's rude. You do not teach your children that." Mm-hmm. And I don't understand why the women thought it was okay. To be like, okay, let's do it, unless they were like, hey, this is what we're doing with this. This was approved. You got to do what you got to do.
Maybe.
Personally, I think it should be the sensational Sherry Martel Battle Royal. That woman was not only a great wrestler, but she made sure, if you were her manager, you're going to be the biggest superstar ever.
That would be actually a
Ted
really
DiBiase.
Good
yeah, I love
I
Sherry.
Mean, if Shawn Michaels, literally, right? If Shawn Michaels didn't have Sherry Martel,
he took her.
I don't think he would be who he is.
Now, Shawn was great, but she took him over the
top. Another level. Right.
She did.
Exactly.
She really
so,
did.
And she, God rest her soul, but she was a tough woman.
Yeah.
She was tough.
She had her battles. She had her demons. She was one of the greatest of all time.
She was and is the greatest of all time. And I think she was one of the women that paved the way.
Yeah, she's my favorite women wrestler of all
time. Paved the way into women. And what I now think are people saying on the internet, it's like people are saying, oh, let's have China, let's do China. Oof. And that's very controversial as well, because when you Google China, you see other things.
But it makes way more sense to Fabulous Moolah, though, because she changed the game. She won a men's title, you know what I'm saying? Like,
see, I'm a little split on this, and I agree with you a little. I agree with you on both ends.
Right,
you know, right, I agree with the backlash.
Right.
For Moolah, and that's horrible. I understand in the sense of like she was a pioneer in the sense of women in wrestling. Yeah. So I can understand that aspect of it. But as far as the other stuff, yes, I completely agree with you. Yeah. Same thing with China, both ends, you know, yes, the backlash, the stuff you can find, that's horrible. That sucks. But again, too, she did change the game when she came in different reasons why, you know what I mean? And so I think either one of those, you know, I mean, I understand, but at the same time, I think because of the time that we're in, you know, what you're saying, all these things, I agree 100%. I think it probably would have been a smarter or just, I don't even know that's the right word, just a better different route. Yeah,
better route, yep.
You know, right. To and go with.
Of
somebody,
course.
Just somebody else.
Right.
Yeah, yeah
right.
Somebody else. And I mean, I get it. I'm not saying I don't like her. She's a horrible person or blah, blah, blah. I mean, different times, different era. Right.
I suppose.
So now that, but I just feel like they put Fabulous Moolah on a pedestal and they're making her the face of women's wrestling.
She's absolutely on pedestal. But, I think she's always
and
been,
I think there's more women out there that should be on the pedestal that was around during those days. I mean, they have
you're
the
not May, alone.
They so, have the Mae Young Classic, and that's totally cool. But we could pick somebody else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I'm curious if we did, if it was up to any one of us or
WWE Universe,
right? Like who do you think would likely be voted in?
Anybody in the chat room? Yeah. Hit us up. Who do you think if the Fabulous Moolah thing rubs you the wrong way, who would you think is a better? Who would you vote? Yeah, who would you give that Memorial Battle Royal to?
Right.
I'm curious what you guys think.
Oh yeah, who do you think will win it?
The question.
Maybe an up-and-comer, maybe somebody from NXT, perhaps.
You think somebody from NXT is going to win it?
Can weasel in there, perhaps, maybe.
Who do you think?
I don't know. God, I don't know anything about Battle Royals. I'm the worst.
Yeah, but like, but like, there's, I mean, the women. I mean, I remember like at WrestleMania 25, they had the 25 women battle royal, and everyone thought that was a joke.
Yeah,
but
it's not a joke anymore.
I mean, it's not a joke anymore when you have this situation.
Yeah, nobody's laughing anymore. Like these women go hard. So
yeah, some people in the chat are saying Carmella, Becky, Maria Antoinette said maybe Miss Elizabeth.
Wow.
Hmm.
But Miss Elizabeth wasn't a women's wrestler.
But I know what she means, though. Just
but
for,
I get
for,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
She's pretty iconic, though.
Yeah, exactly. She's an icon. Yeah. Yeah. She's thinking from an iconic perspective.
She's a first ladies wrestler.
Yeah, she's like the first lady of WWE.
Of WWE.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I understand.
I don't know why she's not inducted in the Hall of Fame yet.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, if you could put Macho Man Randy Savage in, might as well put Miss Elizabeth in.
They should have inducted him at the same time, actually.
That would have been good.
Yeah,
but yeah, because I don't make those decisions. But this it's interesting stuff though. It's like a lot of people don't like talking about this kind of stuff. It's the hard things to talk about. But we ain't doing anything. So
right.
We're just
giving our opinion.
We're just talking about it.
Yeah. But I feel like maybe behind the scenes they were just like maybe we should do this, maybe not. Was planned.
But there's women in the back that are like, ugh.
Absolutely.
Someone even was saying on Twitter, I was reading it today, that a lot of superstars said something and they deleted it.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah. But
interesting stuff.
Speaking of deletion.
It's interesting.
Not Matt Hardy.
That's all you think about.
Or Queen. First of all, I'm so excited because Queen Rebecca was on. I love her. Oh, even though she's wild and crazy on social media and Twitter, and she's very out there, I think she's hilarious. She's amazing.
I think the whole thing is hilarious.
Seriously.
The Hardy compound.
Oh my God.
So, we have our cosplayer Taker.
What's going on?
Yes.
He has
I brought the urn. I brought the urn.
Is that the legit one?
It.
Of course, it's the real urn. You feel the power.
I feel it.
Oh my God.
See what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's a real deal. It's like heavy.
She thought that was just a prop. She thought that was styrofoam.
Did you? Okay.
Oh, don't. Oh. Careful,
yeah, see, they let the power. You see what I'm saying? Just breaking that. Undertaker Rule 101.
I know.
But get that red light.
Right, the gold.
Like, oh, yeah. But,
imagine.
Paul Bear.
God rest his soul. Right. God rest his soul. I love him.
This is what we wanted for like a gajillion years. Mm-hmm. Cena said last 2 weeks ago, it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Everyone booed him. Mm-hmm. Now it's happening. What are your thoughts?
Listen, if and when it does, and if it comes out, if Undertaker, I have to recognize that John Cena is the GOAT, and you have to realize that too one day. I'm going to speak into the mic real low. Anissa, John Cena is the GOAT. But
man, of current generation.
And when the GOAT beats Undertaker, me, I will accept defeat like a man.
Okay.
Hashtag so, GOAT.
So we haven't seen a retired Taker.
My best friend in the world, Jordan Colson, shout out to Jordan Colson. He believes that if he comes back, he might come back as the badass version Undertaker.
That is what I want.
Which would be very interesting. Yeah. He hit me with that today. Dead I was Man like, Inc. are Dead you Man kidding Inc? Me?
Yes, that is like.
How would you feel about that?
Personally, I like OG. I like real Taker. I like this guy.
Right. Well, we've seen it for so long.
I agree.
What if he comes out and just choke slams him, like comes on the motorcycle?
He
just
come down the Harley. I mean, I like it for the aspect of like he's just this badass biker, kicks ass. I get that's cool. I like it too. Taker, I'm gonna like it. But I like the whole just
the mystique.
This is the Undertaker. You know what I mean? Just the whole everything that comes with it. I mean, I think that to me is more epic. It's more fun, and I like watching that a whole lot more.
Yeah.
Than I do, because I feel like you can get, you know, like a guy on a bike and cruise down. I mean, it's not Taker, of course, but I mean, I feel like everything that the Undertaker represents and brings is that. You know?
So, but what's interesting about it, but from storyline perspective, the reason why I think it could be cool is it's kind of like he wasn't retiring last year; he was just retiring that persona.
That's a good point.
So that would kind of be cool, like,
and then bring him back.
When he placed all his clothes, like in the hat. Yeah. He was kind of like, oh, this wasn't goodbye.
Yeah.
This is like, I need to go back to something a little more. You know what I mean?
This is, okay, so out of my all favorite Taker personas, Dead Man Inc. is my favorite.
Over the original Undertaker. Yes! Over this thing I'm wearing right now.
I think it's because...
She said it. You heard it.
I think it's because I'm obviously a little younger than you guys, and I grew up watching
what is that supposed to mean?
What you trying to say? What you trying to say, girl? What you trying to say?
Record scratch.
Yo, after Bug, listen, hold on now. Hold on.
Just saying, on. But like, I remember.
So I'm with these two old men here on set.
But I do remember him as a kid, but when he transformed into Dead Man Inc., that was.
You felt something.
I felt something. I was like, this is cool. He's still the Undertaker. He still does the same thing. But it's still badass for him to go down. On a motorcycle down the ramp. But also there's a little situation where now that Kid Rock is being inducted in the Hall of Fame.
Interesting.
Is he going to be doing something with Taker?
Interesting.
You know what I mean? But at the end of the day.
I think you called it. You got it.
I'm just saying it's interesting.
Right, it is interesting. But at the end of the day, you need Limp Bizkit, no matter what.
Listen, I don't know if anybody.
I don't even know if they're still around.
It's not necessary. I'm not even gonna lie. I'd be like, I would feel some type of way though. I'd be like, that would take me way back.
Yeah.
In the way back machine. We old men, you know that, right? So we were like 35 when they came out. But
I'm gonna have to put on like my old shirts.
I really don't know how old you guys are, but I'm just going to assume that I'm
33 years young.
I'm 52.
No, you're not.
The best looking 52-year-old in the building, man. You let me.
Saw your workout video. What the heck?
After the show, we need to talk.
I moisturize.
Let me find out what you do. But anyway, back to WWE. Let me find out what you do after the show. But I think it'd be really cool. It's the match. I think is a little late.
I agree with that.
I need a little more sprightly, more spry Undertaker. I'm upset because I've always wanted. The GOAT to face Undertaker when he's a little more sprightly, a little more in shape. I've always been upset that he was not the one to end the streak, by the way. If anyone's going to end the greatest streak of all streaks, it should be
Shawn Michaels. Excuse me.
Oh, no. After that ship sailed, should I say. No, seriously, I'm not even trying to make a joke. That's who I always wanted to break the streak. When they didn't give it to him, I was like, it got to be John Cena now. Not a part-timer. No disrespect. I don't care how shocking it was and how crazy it was. Anyone who would took the streak would have been shocking. Don't give me it was shocking. True. It happened in WrestleMania 30. I was there. The air got sucked out of the building. No matter if I would have beat him, the people would have been shocked. Like, don't give me this Brock Lesnar more believable. If John Cena would have beat The Undertaker in the Dead Center ring, they'd have booed him even more. It'd have been, but since that ship has sailed now, John, you're going to beat up on an older Undertaker. That ain't cool, bro. Why you got to wait? Why you waiting
for that? And that's how I was going to say
on the back nine, Johnny boy.
Yeah, do you guys feel like it's a little bit. Yeah, well, you just said it. I agree. I feel like it's a little late now. I do feel like Undertaker isn't the same Taker.
Right, but I mean, you have to remember when John Cena first came into the business, Taker was American Badass.
Touche. But I'm going to have you from henceforth refer to John Cena as the GOAT when you address John Cena. No.
But by GOAT, that's a double T, as in greatest of all time today. Go double T.
David, we will talk after the show. We will discuss your ageless tips and you, how wrong you are about Justin.
But I mean, he did take some shots and got a little personal.
Oh, he went at it. He
and
did.
That's the thing about John. John's going to bring, he's going to bring his best. He's going to bring these things out. He knows who he's up against. He's going to, that's why I love John. That's why I love like the veteran wrestlers. He has to talk about the greatness of The Undertaker. You know what I mean? Because he knows. When he's just like you said, when he got into the business, Undertaker's been, he's been there. Seasoned vet. So he has to make it like, I have to beat him to like cement my legacy. So right. he's really building it up pretty well, and that's what I like to see. It doesn't matter how old he is. I'm being facetious right now. I just want to see The Undertaker. Let's be honest, man. Okay. I can talk. I'm talking big right now. Listen, I'm dressed like him. Right. Talking about it's too late. I don't care. Bring him out.
Yeah, it's, I mean,
I'm lying.
I agree. No, I 100%. I mean, I think the match is going to be freaking awesome. Who doesn't want to see it? And I mean, you know, Cena sends him on his way.
As long as they don't do Nikki and Cena versus Taker and Michelle McCool.
You better
please do not do that.
Don't do that.
Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
God, she literally just put the evil on me.
Just say. But overall, let's last thoughts on anything.
Give me something, Dave. Anything, anything you're looking forward to? Anything you're looking good for? Like,
right. Anything you're looking forward to?
I'm just looking forward to WrestleMania, man, to see what that final card is going to be. Like, right. I mean, as a fan, like, this thing is building up, dude, and then let's see what it turns out to be. I'm excited for all of it. There's a lot going on, and as a fan, it's an exciting time to be a fan of wrestling.
It is.
So, a quick question for you. So, this is the huge thing. To me, how they close out the show is very important. If they don't close out the show with AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura, the Brock Lesnar match will get hijacked by the fans. Trust me, it will. They can't, because if they don't end with those guys, because they're going to tear the roof off the joint. So any match that follows that match is not going to be as good. Do you think WWE will listen to the fans and have that be the last match?
AJ
and Shinsuke, do you think they'll make that the last match, or do you really think they're going to have Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns for the last match? Because after that barn burner, that's going to happen, because it's going to tear the roof down.
I will say if Roman Reigns and Lesnar is the main event,
I'll probably
turn it off before. Really, I mean, yeah, I mean AJ, that's a given. AJ and Shinsuke, I mean, do I need to go on about this, man?
I know your position. But what about you? How do you want to see them close out the show? What match do you feel is worthy to close out the show? Close out WrestleMania, the last match.
I feel like we're not, as of now, everyone wants AJ and Shinsuke to face. I mean, if you've been a long-time wrestling fan besides WWE, you've seen them wrestle in New Japan. Mm-hmm. You know how they work. You know their styles. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be different because WWE has a different style in wrestling.
That's true.
And they will probably bring a little bit of New Japan and indie style wrestling. They'll probably bring it in. I don't know. Mm-hmm. This is going to be amazing. I think they're going to kill it, of course, because they killed it in New Japan.
That's what they do.
In a way, I wish it was kind of like Bullet Club versus Nakamura, and like he has, you know, a group.
That's kind of cool.
But it would have been cool. But overall, I don't know, because I want to see the full card.
I like that.
Because you don't know.
Right.
This card's subject to change.
Exactly. Right. You don't know. And what if someone does get injured? Like they said, like Roman Reigns is temporarily suspended.
Yeah.
How temporary is that going
to
be?
It's interesting.
And back to what on top of all this, like you're saying, another thing I am looking forward to is seeing Rousey. I want to see her.
Of course. That's very true. Like this, how they're going to present her? Is she going to be more jujitsu based? Is she going to be like a brawler? Is she going to be like? What is she going to do?
I think that match is going to go like less than 2 minutes.
It's got to be more entertaining. I think it's gonna. It'll go longer. It'll be entertaining.
About 10 minutes, like a 10 minute match.
Right.
Eight to 10 minutes.
You know, I mean, what's Stephanie really going to bring against Rousey? But I mean, they'll make it work.
I just want to know what Stephanie's going to wear. She has cool outfits.
Stephanie, she's...
That's why I'm watching.
I'm interested on what Ronda's going to be wearing. I don't know if she's going to wear her regular UFC gear.
I think it'd be rad if she'd come out in the UFC gear. Shamrock.
That'd be sick. That'd be sick.
But if you want to continue this conversation, go ahead and comment below. Rate us on iTunes. Give us 5 stars because we're that awesome. I guess.
If there's 6. Y'all put 6 stars on there real quick.
6 stars? Can we go 6 stars?
Yeah, and just put goat, Johnson.
Please give us your thoughts on what you thought about these 3 matches that happened this past 3 weeks. What do you think about Moolah being a part of the Battle Royal, having her name, Taker versus Cena, WrestleMania's 3 weeks away.
Close, man.
Very close. Who do you want
And the well, the poll too. I want to know who you think is coming back to that mixed match challenge.
Yeah, you guys comment on that. Like, seriously, who do you think is going to make the comeback? The fan vote. Who do you think is going to really make that comeback?
Exactly. And whose charity is going to win it? Seriously. So overall, my name is Anissa Barr. You could follow me on social media at Anissa Barr. Tomorrow is the Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly After Show at 5 o'clock here on AfterBuzz TV. We're going to have former WOW superstar Storm.
Nice.
And she just currently is in the Black Panther movie. So
yeah,
she'll
shout out to her.
Shout out to her. Nice. She will be in studio with us. We're going to have great conversations talking about, of course, the Fabulous Mila situation, stuff going on all platforms of women's wrestling. And I, as well, am the social media correspondent for X-Pac 12360. Please watch tomorrow because it's going to be probably a fabulous guest because that guest was actually a wrestler in WWE. So tune in to watch. Where can they find you guys?
You can find me on that social web, Twitter, DPR Christopher, Instagram, David Punk Rock Christopher. What about you, dead man?
Oh, listen. You can find your boy, Evan Mack, on at Twitter. Yo, how's your boy? Tweet me, man. I can tweet me. I tweet back at Evan Mack Lish.
All right. And I'm Anissa. That's David. And that's Evan, a.k.a. Taker. And we'll see you in 3 weeks.
See you next time, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.